The bulldozers are getting ready to roll today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Today at 10, UK's Gatton College of Business and Economics will host a very special celebration. And here with a preview is our special guest, Dean David Blackwell. Welcome back to UK Perspectives, David.
Hello, Tom.
So what's happening at the Gatton College today?
Well, we are preparing to break ground on the new Gatton College of Business and Economics facility.
Why undertake this big project right now, especially with a fragile economic recovery underway?
Well, the fragile economic recovery doesn't diminish our need to fulfill our mission. And, you know, as President Capiluto has been advocating, we really need to upgrade our facilities at UK to be competitive with surrounding universities, but also to enable us to deliver our education in a more modern way that will facilitate student success. So now is the time to make that move, especially as we see the higher education market getting more competitive. It's not getting less competitive, it's getting more competitive. So we've got to position ourselves.
Well, unfortunately, we're on the radio, so we can't see your new design, but can you tell us something about how the building is going to look?
Yes, it's going to blend in with and complement the surrounding architecture of the campus, which means a lot of the traditional brick and limestone that you see on many of the buildings surrounding us, such as the engineering complex and the main building, just as examples. There will be a tower of sorts with a bit of a peak to it to kind of match a trend that's going around campus, not only with Memorial Hall and the main building, but as the new dormitories are coming up, you're seeing these features on them as well. It will look modern, but it will blend in to the surroundings, and it's going to be very iconic. It's going to be very striking.
And how will this new facility help with learning in the business school? What impact is this going to have on students?
Part of what we're trying to achieve on campus is to keep students engaged on campus. So, for example, with the residence halls, we're trying to build the new residence halls to make it more attractive for students to live there, but we're also putting facilities in the residence halls that enable them to also learn there. And so our feeling is if we can keep the students close to home, they're going to perform better in the classroom. We're going to have a better chance of retaining them from 1 year to the next, and they're going to graduate on time. So that same spirit is embodied in the Gatton College facility. We are building in group study rooms, lots of lounge and seating areas and study areas, including quiet study areas for the students. We're enabling the building with the latest and greatest classroom technology and wireless capability. And we're also putting in some student amenities like a nice cafe. And the idea is we want students to live and learn in our building and not just come, go to class, and then go home.
Not the traditional way of universities and learning.
That's right. We want them to stay there, engage with each other, engage with the faculty, engage with their advisors, and through that engagement, we think they're going to perform better.
What's going to happen with your classes while all this construction is going on?
Well, we've thought that through very carefully, and the university has been a big help. Recently, the university acquired the facilities of Lexington Theological Seminary, which is across limestone, and then we have the Matthews Building, which is next door. So next May, we will move our faculty to either the seminary or to the Matthews Building. And then all of the student services will move into what is now a computer lab. And then the classroom wing will remain open during the renovation of the commerce wing and the addition of the new space. So we don't lose much classroom capability, and the student services will be right there with the students during the major part of the renovation.
How long is it going to take to complete all of this work?
So the renovation of the Commerce Building and the addition of the new space will be finished in July of 2015. We will then move back into those completed facilities. We'll have all new classrooms in those facilities. Then we'll shut down the current classroom wing and begin renovating that. So we're not, you know, in the interim, we're not losing classroom capability. And then the entire project will be finished in March or April of 2016.
So with this project underway and concluded in 2016, what's next for the Gatton College? What's on your agenda?
Well, the next thing on my agenda is to, you know, help the university to grow in a quality way. So we're going to have added capacity. Our classroom capacity is increasing by 40% in the new facility. I want to grow our enrollment and help UK's enrollment to grow overall. And that doesn't mean I want to necessarily attract students from other disciplines on campus already. I want to bring new students that wouldn't have otherwise chosen UK to come to our college. So that means I've got to get out there and start recruiting more students. And what goes along with that is having a better scholarship program. So if you think about the next strategic priority, it's the scholarship program, recruiting students, and then recruiting faculty and staff to be able to serve those students.
You may already be doing this, but it just occurred to me that virtually every discipline on campus has some kind of business component, particularly when I think of, say, the School of Pharmacy or research, where someone invents something new. They have to bring that to market in some way. Are there already classes in place for non-business majors who maybe want to have an understanding of how this process works?
Certainly some of that is in place, but we're also starting to build it. Part of the reason we haven't been able to make offerings as extensive before is because of space constraints and faculty constraints. This growth is going to allow us to provide exactly the types of programs that you're talking about available to students on campus. So, for example, a major in art history who wants to open a studio could perhaps take a suite of courses that would enable them to learn the basics, the fundamentals of business. So we are looking at outreach across campus for students who aren't business majors, but ultimately will work in a business.
And I suppose this new facility and these new faculty then will also help with continuing education for people who may want to open a business, or who are even people who have MBAs but want to update their skills.
Well, there are a couple of facilities in the new building that address exactly those needs. One is we're going to have an executive education center that is state of the art, that will facilitate that kind of outreach, where people that are already in the business community that are looking to sharpen their skills or expand their businesses can come back to the Gatton College and continue their education on a non-degree basis. We will have the facilities to do that in-house and to expand our capability, including the launch of the new executive MBA program that we're doing jointly with the University of Louisville. So the new facility will enable that. The other facility is part of the building will house certain activities of the Von Allman Center for Entrepreneurship, which is primarily focused on helping businesses based on UK technology to become commercialized. And so in our new initiative, we are having Gatton College students assist those companies to move toward commercialization and then expanding their businesses and obtaining financing. And so we're going to have an innovation lab in the new facility that will enable students, give students a place to work on those projects.
Very exciting.
It's very, very exciting.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been David Blackwell, Dean of the Gatton College at UK. The college's ceremonial groundbreaking and design unveiling begin today at 10 a.m. in the Gatton Atrium. You can find more information about that and our complete interview, as well as a link to the new building design at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.